Unit 8, page 76. Exercise 2. Read.
Accepting criticism gracefully. Accepting criticism gracefully is not an easy thing to do. Criticism can be extremely hurtful and can make us feel exposed and vulnerable. In her article, Handling Criticism with Honesty and Grace, communications expert Karen Anderson offers some insights into why criticism makes us feel so bad and how to lessen the pain. Anderson states that criticism is so powerful because when we receive it, we are like animals under attack. Your heart beats faster and your skin temperature goes down. Your instincts are to focus on that feeling, which makes it stronger. Criticism, she adds, makes people want to either run away or fight back. Anderson says it is important to focus on the content of the critical comments and not to let defensive emotions build up inside us. Putting up defenses may lead us to take a superior or righteous position, get more rigid, and listen less as the criticism continues. Anderson encourages people to follow a four-step process when responding to criticism. Step 1 is to show, either verbally or with a simple nod, that you heard the criticism. Staying calm and saying something like, "I understand how concerned you are about this," is much better than saying, "You are totally wrong," or "You don't know what you are talking about." Step 2 is to ask for more information, even if you disagree with the criticism. This will help both parties understand the message. Anderson says, the more fully the critical person feels heard, the more likely he or she will be receptive to your response. In step 3, both parties should seek to find something they can agree on in the message. Usually, there is some kernel of truth in criticism. Take responsibility for at least that much. If there is nothing at all to agree upon, however, look at the positive intentions of the critical party, saying something like, "I understand your need to be very thorough," or, "If I had known how much you cared about the project." Step 4 is responding to the criticism, but always after asking permission first. If you disagree with the criticism, you can say, "May I give you my opinion?" Or, "What can we do to make things better?" However, Anderson says, if, on the other hand, you believe the critical comments are accurate, say so. If an apology is in order, give it sooner rather than later.